God commanded Moshe to stretch his hand to the sky, bringing a dense blanket of darkness to cover all of Egypt, except where the Jews lived.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
This shouldn't be happening. It's the middle of the day.
For the first 3 days, it was so dark that Egyptians could not see in front of their faces. The next 3 days, the darkness became so thick that the Egyptians could not even move. They stood frozen in their positions.
Mommy!
Then, out of the darkness of the ninth plague, a light of reasoning entered Paro's stubborn heart.
Enough! Go, go! Take your families and go worship your god. Just leave your animals.
That's not possible, Paro. We'll need our animals also.
Then no. Forget it. No deal.
And with that last quick turn of defiance, Paro sealed his country's doom. As the day of God's 10th and final plague drew near.
At midnight, on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, the God of Israel will send a plague of such dread and horror that it will equal all the other plagues which have come so far. The 10th, last, and greatest plague of all will kill every firstborn Egyptian throughout this land. After that plague, you will not be so defiant. In fact, you will come to me and beg us to leave.
Moshe then called a meeting.
Fellow Jews, I carry a very important message from God. For our freedom is only days away. Every family must take a lamb or goat on the 10th day of Nisan and keep it in their homes for 4 days. Then, on the 14th of Nisan, the lamb shall be slaughtered, roasted whole, and eaten after nightfall with matzah and maror. It must be finished quickly before daybreak. In addition, you must smear some of the blood on your doorposts and the beam above the doorway.